Welcome to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast. On this show, we bring people from the real estate community to hear some of their struggles, pains, and even losses during their real estate journey. Our whole goal is to share these stories so that if you find yourself in a similar situation, you know how to work your way through it and head towards success. I'm your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vendu Capital. Let's jump straight into the interview. Hey, Jordan, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Doing well, Cody. How are you?
Oh man, it's a beautiful day here in Charleston. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us today. I know I'm excited to have you here. I know our audience will for the content you're going to give us today. But before we get into really that kind of the meat of the content today, Jordan, if you don't mind introducing yourself, telling the audience who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about the real estate you're currently in.
Absolutely. And thanks for the intro there, Cody. So my name is Jordan Moorhead. I'm a real estate agent here in Austin, Texas, and I have a team here in Austin. We service the Austin, San Antonio, and sometimes the Houston markets. But I started out as an investor from Louisville, Kentucky, moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota when I was 21 years old, stayed there for a few years, and then came down here to Austin. But while I was in Minneapolis, I got started investing. So currently, I have property in Austin and property in Louisville, Kentucky. I own some on my own in Louisville and some with a partner. And everything here in Austin, I just own on my own. I'm also invested in 3 syndications, and those have been great. So I really enjoyed that and enjoyed getting to learn something new there.
Perfect. Well, again, hey, thanks for joining us. I know we were talking a little bit before we hit record on one of the examples that we were kind of going back and forth on. And I thought it was a real good learn for our audience. So if you don't mind kind of building up where you found yourself, what the situation was, and then ultimately what was the challenge that arose and how you kind of came out of that.
Sure. So I typically find, I like to learn. I like to go to conferences, read books, listen to webinars, listen to podcasts. And I typically find the hard lessons I learned, somebody has told me somewhere along the way. It just doesn't sink in really when I'm hearing it from somebody else, and it doesn't have any effect on me. So, you know, you always hear the broker's a liar, and you know that sounds bad coming from somebody who is a broker. It's my job to help sellers get the most for their property, and as a buyer's agent, it's my job to help the buyer find a great property. And I do help people analyze properties. I help people make sure it's a good deal. I do everything I can to do that. But general rule of thumb is you don't believe the seller's broker on the numbers. And in all cases, even if you have a buyer's broker, you want to make sure that you understand the numbers and you can verify the numbers and that everything that is there is actually what is happening. Because pro formas can look really good. I don't think I've ever seen a pro forma that doesn't sound like it's making money. And the first apartment building I bought was only a 6-unit apartment building, but the broker had this pro forma put together of, oh, here are the rents now, they're getting $650 to $750, but you can get $800 to $900 really easily. All you have to do is raise the rents, just put a little bit of money in these units. By the way, everything else is in great shape. It's well taken care of. And with commercial real estate, there is no disclosures. So there are no written seller's disclosures. In Texas, anything over 2 units, there's no written seller's disclosures. So you need to do all of your own due diligence when you're buying any sort of property. And really, even if you're getting a seller's disclosure and you're buying a single family house, you need to do your own due diligence because it might not be the way they say. It's easy to say, this isn't working quite right, but it's okay. And in reality, it just needs to be replaced. So lots of the time, a seller's broker will tell you what they want you to hear. And even when they're being honest, they may say it in a way that doesn't sound so bad. So on this first apartment building I bought, of course, the potential rents were way higher than they ever could be. This was 4 years ago. And today we still have not exceeded these rents or gotten anywhere real close to what they could have been in her eyes.
Oh, wow.
So, and I didn't believe it from the beginning. So I understood this is what the rents are in the area. This is what they're getting. I thought I could get a little higher than that. And about 2 years ago, we even did a really nice renovation on one of these units, didn't get any more money than I had gotten for the other units. So really, I think the biggest lesson there is, you know, trust but verify. And when it's a seller's broker telling you something like this, maybe don't even trust so much. Just take the information and then find your own information and verify it. You know, you need to make sure what you're getting is the actual God's honest truth. And when you're analyzing a property, you need to make sure that you can make something like this happen and it's only going to cost you that amount of money. So she was saying, oh, you could get these rents up to X amount and it would only cost a little bit. You know, the reality was it was going to be $5,000 or $6,000 a unit to get the rents up to anywhere close to where she was talking about. And I know because I've spent almost that on each of these units. So always, everybody's not out there to screw you. Don't get that in your head. People are just doing their job. Remember, the seller's broker works for the seller. The buyer's broker works for you. But how both of these brokers get paid is that they get paid upon the sale of a property. So just the whole reality of how real estate sales works is it's easy for brokers to get skewed in their head and say, well, this could be that. Also remember, a lot of these brokers are not investors. So I work with a lot of great brokers and sometimes they'll tell me something. And as an investor, I know that that's just not how things work. And yeah, while that might look good on paper, that's not reality. So biggest takeaway, don't believe the seller's broker and make sure you get all of your own information and verify it. Ask them for anything you need, but they might not be 100% correct on what they're telling you there.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And whether you're new or inexperienced, I think you could fall into that potential trap where you see something on paper that looks really good, really appeasing. But it is vital to do your own due diligence. For those that are maybe new to the game, Jordan, if you don't mind, would you recommend or have any recommendations on what type of due diligence you would recommend or suggest for somebody that is looking at a pro forma and looking to invest in a property? What should they be doing or what type of due diligence should they be looking at when they're going through that process?
So, I mean, of course, there's a due diligence on the property. You want to have a licensed inspector go through all your properties, no matter how big they are. And really, no matter how confident you are in the condition of the properties, you want to have somebody that's a third party and it's not tied to the transaction, go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. You might want to inspect the sewer lines. You're probably going to want to inspect the roof, depending on where you are in the country. Maybe you do radon inspections, but that's for you to decide. In Texas, we don't have basements, so I don't have to worry about that. I do love sewer inspections because sewer lines are not cheap. You know, and if that's another mistake I made on these apartment buildings that I bought in Louisville. So I didn't inspect the sewer lines. Turns out one of the sewer lines had an issue, and we fought it for a couple months and spent a bunch of money on it. But maybe do sewer, definitely get some sort of home inspector in there. Commercial inspector can do the same stuff. And definitely check out the roof. Outside of the property, you know, you're going to want to get a profit and loss from the seller, but you're going to get the profit and loss for their actual tax return to get very accurate numbers. So get their tax returns, figure out what they filed there. I want to say it's called a Schedule E. Is what you need to ask for there. And then you want their profit and loss. You want their rent roll, and then you actually want to audit the individual leases. So if I see a rent roll that says, oh, this is the market rent and doesn't have the actual rent in it, that concerns me. I don't care about the market rent. I can figure out the market rent on my own.
Right.
I want to know what the actual rent is. So if you're a newbie, get the actual rent and make sure you get the actual signed leases and are able to audit them. I don't love seeing lower than 1 month's rent security deposits, but sometimes it's really just a reality. Maybe they rush to fill those units though, so you might want to account for something there. If you see, oh, the market rent is $800, but we took a $200 security deposit from this person, that's a bit worrisome to me, but it's not a reason I wouldn't do a deal. But I have to wonder, what's the quality of this tenant that only paid $200 through a security deposit? But after I've got the actual leases and after I've got the profit and loss, and I know any improvements they've made in the past few years and can have receipts for those, I'm really pretty comfortable. I've only invested my own money, and I've done that on purpose. So I've been investing since 2016, only invested my own money. So if I lose anything, it's on my own dime, and I get to learn that lesson, not at anybody else's expense. So I've been building that education on my own and definitely learned some lessons along the way.
Well, I think that's incredibly valuable. Like I said, whether you're new to the game or experienced, we can all fall into the trap where we maybe want something more than we should, or something looks a little too good to be true. And to your point, we can't take someone's word for it. It's our money. It's our investors' money, whatever it may be. It's important to make sure that you're validating what's being told to you, because the broker, the seller's broker, is trying to sell the deal, trying to sell the property.
And they work for the seller. That's very important to remember. Everybody says, well, I'm just going to go straight to the listing agent and I'm going to save some money. You're probably not, you know, no matter what you're buying. And I know commercial is a little different than residential. You're probably not going to save any money, and they don't work for you. They work for the seller. Right. Best case scenario, you get some sort of intermediary or dual agent status where they really don't work for anybody. And they're just kind of the go-between. So not only do you not save money, but you also don't have representation. If they're not an intermediary or a dual agent, depending on the state you live in, they work for the seller, and you have somebody working against you, and you're trying to put the deal together using them. That's just a bad deal.
Man, that's really good to hear, and hear you somebody say that to our audience about knowing this type of stuff going in. Right, that's what we're here about. We want to make sure that our audience knows, look out for these things. When you see these things come, do what Jordan does. Do your due diligence. Make sure you're validating all the numbers before you invest your money or even your investor's money. So, Jordan, I can't thank you enough for coming on. I think that's an incredible story, an incredible lesson for our audience. I really appreciate the time for you to come on and tell us all about this. For those that are maybe listening and want to work with you or learn more about real estate in Austin, how can our audience get a hold of you and find you?
Just shoot me an email is probably the best way to get a hold of me. I'm not on social media a ton, but I will respond to anything from social media. So you can find me on any social media platform, or you can shoot me an email at jordan.moorhead@kw.com, and I'll respond as quickly as I'm able.
Perfect. Jordan, again, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate the time and the lesson today.
Thanks, Cody. Appreciate it, and had a great time.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll see you.